Morning, everybody. Are we having prayer requests this morning before we start?
Remember, Brother Jorge in Colombia is not feeling very well. Just a lot of soreness in his muscles and feeling pretty bad. That's what we pray for him.
I think somebody mentioned Mike's earlier wasn't feeling very well, or one of his girls wasn't feeling very well, and they travel in Oklahoma. Kevin's girls. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We want to thank you for all your many blessings to us, for allowing us to gather, to worship and hear your words. I ask that you be with the prayer request mentioned, Brother Jorge in Colombia, his illness, Mike's, Oklahoma, their illnesses, Kevin's girls. We ask that you just continue to bless and keep us, help us to do your will, and be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, this morning I wanted to read a little bit in Ephesians chapter 2. Read a few verses here. Start in verse 1. All right, now we'll start in Ephesians chapter 2. Just going to read a few verses here. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. I was just kind of thinking about that, you know, last week Uncle David had talked about, you know, getting to the point of like saying that, you know, it wasn't nothing I've done, or, you know, serving God because he's worthy to be served, not because of personal gain of, you know, the thought of going to heaven, which, I mean, it's part of it, but that's not the only goal. The goal is to serve him and then let God decide whether we're worthy to join him in paradise or not. You know, in today's world, we're taught that death's a terrible thing. People want to live forever. They want to do all these things to their bodies and try to live forever. And you know, there's good things. And I mean, you're supposed to take care of the temple God gave you to take care of. Our bodies are God's temple. You know, we should take care of it. But people take that to the extreme, it seems like, and they want to live forever. And they're taught that death's a bad thing, and it's evil and wicked, and or whatever. They're scared of it. And really, you know, death to us should be something we look forward to. You know, the faithful, I mean, that should be a blessing to us to live and die, you know, in Jesus. I just was thinking about that, you know. We shouldn't be scared of death, especially in today's world. They're trying to, all the crazy things going on. Death should not scare us. You know, but I was just thinking too, you know, we have the opportunity to serve God, and it's only by the grace of God, and he's given us the gift, and we should be thankful for that, not take it for granted. You know, and we can almost get to the point even of being entitled. You see a lot of that today too, you know, entitlement. People just expect good things for themselves. And we need to be careful that we don't become that way with God's gift and His mercy to us, you know. There's the saying, the man once said, I think John Bradford, it said, "There but for the grace of God go I." He was talking, you know, about he seen a criminal being led down the street, and he just, you know, that was just a pretty good thought. I think about that a lot, you know. Who am I that God allowed me to see, you know, gave me His mercy to be faithful to Him or have a chance to be faithful to Him, you know. It just, that's a good thought to me. Just there before the grace of God go I. You see people every day, you know, you wonder why God chose you to be where we're at. Why were we born here? Why were our parents, or, you know, especially for us younger kids or younger men and women. I mean, it just, it's a great responsibility, I think. And I know I talk about that a lot, but it's something I think about a lot, I guess. Just, you know, I guess that's kind of all I have. Just a lot of thoughts. There are not really any points, just a lot of thoughts. But that's about all I have.
For the boys' lesson next week, try to share a time when you had to stand for what you believed in, which thought was right, and a scripture that helps you, that encourages you in that. Share that scripture and the story, that the time that you was in a situation like that.